Okay, my friends. So today we are reading from the Pokemon Storybook Collection book. This is the second story in the book. It's called The Big Book of the Alola Region. And this book was written by Steve Fox. And I think this is going to tell us about all the Pokemon that we will find in the Alola Region. So if you don't know about that, buckle up, because we're going to find out. Are you ready? Today's story is read by Mommy and... The other person who's with me today is, in fact, a droid. R2N5 is his name, and that is why you hear the beeping. Beep, boop, beep, boop. So he may beep periodically throughout the story to let us know his opinions on things. Shall we learn about some Pokemon? Let's do it. The Alolan Islands are inhabited by very special creatures known as Pokemon. A boy named Ash Ketchum and his best friend, a Pokemon named Pikachu, are new to the area. Ash joins a group of skilled young trainers, Kaiwei, Lana, Mallow, and Sophocles, along with the cool Professor Kukui and Samson Oak, to learn all about this region's Pokemon. Ash has come to Alola from Pallet Town in the Kanto region with his best friend and loyal companion, Pikachu, an electric-type Pokemon. Ash dreams of one day becoming a true Pokemon master, and Alola offers a variety of exciting new Pokemon to discover. Rowlet, Lighten, and Popplio are just a few of the newly discovered Pokemon from the Alola region. Rowlet is a grass and flying type Pokemon that stores energy from the sun during the day and becomes active at night. It can fly and attack without making a sound. Lighten is a cool-headed fire type Pokemon that takes a while to warm up to strangers. It attacks with flaming hairballs. Whoa. Popplio is a hard-working water-type Pokemon that smashes its foes with bubbles. It looks like a sea lion that might perform at the circus. Okay, next page. Komala sleeps day and night, but it sometimes moves around as it dreams, cuddling its log. If it can't find its log, it's been known to cling to a friendly trainer's arm. Oh, it looks like a koala, but it's a Komala. Totally different creature. Young Goose spends its day looking for food. It chomps with its powerful teeth. Whoa, I'm looking at this guy, and he does not look happy. He's got some angry eyes. It is not picky when it comes to meals or sleep. When night falls, it immediately passes out wherever it happens to be. That's very convenient. Eevee and Munchlax are native to other regions, but can also be found in Alola. Eevee is both adorable and adaptive. According to current studies, it can evolve into 8 different Pokemon. Wowie. I like that purple one the most. Which one do you like?
My favorite?
Mm-hmm. Is that green one? The red one?
It's just all of them.
All of them? Yeah. Munchlax needs to consume its own weight in food every day, so it eats everything and anything that looks edible. No matter the taste, Munchlax evolves into Snorlax. Pinkie Peck is a flying-type Pokemon that feeds on berries and uses its sturdy beak to drill holes into trees like a woodpecker. It uses these holes as both a nest and a place to store berries. Pinkie Peck, okay, he's a little woodpecker, evolves into Trumbeak. That's a much bigger-looking bird. And then into Toucanon. Wow, okay, Toucanon looks like a toucan. Let's see. Trumbeak can bend its beak to produce a variety of noisy sounds. Toucanon's beak reaches temperatures over 200 degrees Fahrenheit, allowing it to launch seeds that can cause serious burns. Boy, ain't it the truth. Now, the Turtonator is an intimidating fire and dragon type Pokemon native to Alola. It gushes flames and fumes from its nostrils. Its shell can explode when hit. Don't mess with that. Alolan Marowak is a fire and ghost type Pokemon. Unlike the ground type Marowak first found in the Kanto region, the flaming bone it grasps once belonged to its mother and is protected by its mother's spirit. Oh. So there's, in the book, my friends, we can see that there are different kinds of symbols next to each one of these creatures. And I can see that there's a dragon's wing next to the Turtonator, and also a fire, which makes sense because he is a fire dragon type. Mm-hmm. Now, certain Pokemon from other regions have adapted to their Alolan habitat, resulting in different types and appearances. Oh my goodness, what do we got going on here? Oricorio is one of the most unique Pokemon in Alola. By consuming different nectars on the four islands, it can change its style and type. So, Oricorio is a dancing Pokemon, and that's the fire flying type. Its ballet style passionately beats its wings together to produce intense flames, so this display is best observed from a distance. Then comes the Paui style, and this one is pink, right? Looks kind of like it's wearing a grass skirt. Paui style, Oricorio, hypnotizes its opponent with calm, gentle swaying before attacking with psychic energy. This is a psychic flying type. Then comes the pom-pom style. It's electric, so watch out. Its pom-pom style and Oricorio's bright, cheerful dance generates an electric charge to zap its enemies. Ooh, watch out for that one. And then comes the Sensu style, which is ghost flying. While in its Sensu style, which kind of makes me think it looks like a geisha, maybe, right? With these long sleeves and fans. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh, Oricorio gently summons the spirits of the departed and uses their energy to curse enemies. Whoa, watch out. Now, let's get into fish. What do you say? You ready? Mm-hmm. Okay. Magikarp is known for lacking battle strength. When attacked, Magikarp splashes about recklessly, and its attacks are extremely ineffective to its opponents.
Ineffective.
They don't do much. While Magikarp may perform poorly in battle, they exist in huge numbers. And when Magikarp evolves, it leaves its weakness to become a mighty Gyarados. Gyarados possesses an infamous temper and will destroy everything in its path once it becomes enraged. Gyarados' power and strength can level entire towns, especially if it mega evolves into the water and dark type Mega Gyarados. Bruxish has a flower-like bulb on its head.
No, it's wrong this way. That, does that evolve into that?
Well,
or does that evolve into that?
We can see two different kinds of fish type Pokemon, water type Pokemon.
First.
Well, that one, I don't know. Let's see if we can do this one. It's a sea cucumber Pokemon. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of small, right? It's a small water-dwelling Pokemon that lives in the shallows near beaches. And the sticky slime that covers its body can be used to soothe sunburned skin. Oh, that's helpful. In battle, Pukumuku can eject its internal organs. Gross. To damage enemies. Ew! Okay, well... Then there comes the other guy, Bruxish. Uses a flower-like bulb on its head to unleash powerful psychic blasts and stun its opponents. The grind of its massive teeth is powerful enough to crunch through the hardest shells. Looks like it came out of the 60s. Okay, moving on. Bonesweet. It's a grass-type Pokemon. It releases a delectable aroma. It must smell good. That's what that means. Delectable aroma means... It has a yummy smell to it, okay? And the sugary liquid it gives off can be watered down into a tasty sweet treat. What is this guy? Exgugooder. This is a strange looking creature. It kind of looks like a palm tree with a bunch of heads. So Exegooder are found in regions other than Alola, but they are rather different in appearance from Alolan Exegooders. Exegooders had three heads, each of a mind of their own, and any decision made is discussed by all three. And then there's the Alolan Exegooder, which is a much taller looking dude. He's got a huge neck, like a palm tree.
What about that one?
Well, this one's the Alolan version, so he's taller. In the pictures, we can see both types. Now, something about the island climate clearly agrees with the Exegooder. Alolan Exegooders grew taller and taller and taller and eventually outgrew its reliance on its psychic abilities. Instead, the power of the dragon awoke from deep within the Alolan Exegooder. So now it has some dragon skills. Okay. Back to cute things. The Alolan Raichu. Pikachu evolves into Raichu, and Alolan Raichu is an electric psychic type that uses its tail like a surfboard. Researchers think that Raichu looks different in the Alola region because of what it eats. How cool is that? Then, do you know who this guy is? Togemaru. And he's super cute. It's a roly-poly Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
When Togemaru is at rest, its fur is soft and smooth. But when agitated or threatened, its lightning-conducting spines stand up to ward off attacks. Then comes Tapu Koko. This is a mysterious, powerful guardian deity Pokemon from the island of Mele Mele. It stores lightning in its body to unleash devastating attacks and wowsies. That's a cool looking hairdo it's got. It looks like some sort of rooster's head. I don't know. Interesting looking. Now let's go back to some cute stuff. The Alolan Vulpix. The adorable Alolan Vulpix has adapted to the cold climate of Alola's mountain peaks and, unlike previously discovered Vulpix, is an ice type, not a fire type Pokemon. When Alolan Vulpix becomes too hot, it creates shards with its six tails to stay cool. The Alolan Vulpix evolves into the beautiful Alolan Ninetales. It is a cool and collected Pokemon until it becomes angry and freezes its enemy in its tracks. Its dual ice and fairy types make it particularly menacing to a dragon type Pokemon. Now, like Alolan Vulpix, Alolan Sandshrew has adapted to the wintry temperatures of Alola's mountains. Let's see. You might be right. I think that's right. Unlike the ground type Sandshrew found in other regions, Alolan Sandshrew are ice and steel type. Aha, that must be something there. Now, the other guy in this picture doesn't look so hot. It's a Golly. Myths say that Golly came into being when a rock on a snowy peak soaked up the despair of a lost traveler. And now it uses the icy air from its giant mouth to freeze its opponent solid. Yikes. And then maybe yikes some more. It's a good thing none of these are real. Okay. Next comes the crab crawler. It punches so furiously that sometimes its claws fall off, but thankfully they grow back. This fighting type Pokemon really hates to lose. It's a boxing Pokemon and it looks like a crab, only it's blue and purple. I've never seen a blue and purple crab before. Then comes Lucario.
Lucario, Lucario!
Wow, I think you must know this one. Lucario is the evolved form of Riolu. It has trained hard enough to identify and control auras and use them in battle for powerful attacks. It is said that Lucario is able to mega evolve. Whoa. I think I found my new favorite Pokemon.
Stuffle.
Looks may be deceiving. Stuffle may seem harmless and cuddly. Oh, it does. But when he gets angry, its flailing arms and legs can send trainers and Pokemon alike sprawling. although it looks like a cute little pink teddy bear. Aww. Stuffle evolves into the lumbering Beware. Beware's immense strength is known throughout Alola, and its inhabitants' habitats are usually off limits to prevent dangerous accidents. Watch out for this dude. He ain't nice. Let's talk about some other things that aren't nice. These all look creepy and awful. Let's find out what they are. There is the Salandit. It makes its home near volcanoes and other warm, dry spots. It produces a gas that can poison any target, even Pokemon that are otherwise immune to poison. It is a toxic lizard Pokemon, and it's a fire type. Then comes the Alolan Muk. This is a sludge Pokemon, and it's a poison dark one, and it looks, well, I mean, it looks colorful, but also really gross.
And creepy.
Unlike its counterparts in other regions, Alolan Muk is a vivid rainbow of colors, thanks to the chemicals in the garbage it consumes. Ugh. It is generally a good companion, but it can turn destructive when hungry. Then comes Zubat. It's a common Pokemon native to the Kanto region and found throughout Alola, and since it doesn't have eyes, Zubat emits ultrasonic waves to navigate its surroundings. Zubat colonies sleep in caves during the day. It's a bat Pokemon. And there's also Crobat, which is another bat Pokemon. Now, evolve, so that's the evolved version. Zubat evolves into Golbat, which then evolves into Crobat. See, step by step. Okay, so Crobat has a second set of wings that allows it to quickly zoom through the air, making it a master of stealth and speed. Now, Mudbray, he's so cute, is a stubborn ground-type Pokemon that likes to eat dirt and mess around in the mud all day. The mud packed on its hooves helps this Pokemon keep its grip when it runs. Mudsdale is the evolved form of Mudbray. Mudsdale's powerful kicks can reduce a building to rubble, but the Alolans use the weather-resistant mud it produces to shore up their houses. Oh, it's kind of like extra packing material. Nice. Now, stories say that a child's sandcastle on the beach became a sandigast, and anyone who sticks a hand in its mouth may fall victim to its powerful mind control. Ooh, I wonder what it makes you do. Palosand is the evolved form of sandigast. It lures people into its sandy depths and curses them. Be careful that you don't fall under the possession of this powerful Pokemon. Even though it looks like a sandcastle.
If you stick your hand in it, will the same thing happen when you stick your hand in
it? It looks like it. It's a good thing you're allergic to sand. Now, Wobbuffet possesses high endurance and can withstand most attacks. Rather than wearing itself out fighting, Wobbuffet does nothing but endure attacks. Unless its foe goes after the Wobbuffet's tail. Don't touch my tail. Meowth were brought to the Alola region by travelers, but thanks to human interference, their numbers swelled and they adapted to their new home. The Alolan Meowth is a dark-type Pokemon prone to furious rages if its precious gold charm is smudged. Then, also is the Alolan Raticate. It is the evolved form of the Alolan Rattata and is known to gather a gang of Alolan Rattata to boss around. It's extremely picky about its food. Restaurants with Alolan Raticate infestations often earn a good reputation. That means the food must be really good there. Remember when we watched Ratatouille and the main character there was really, really good with his foods and he was like, I know the best things to eat. And then everyone went to his restaurant. Same thing. Grubbin's strong jaws allow it to slurp sap out of trees. Grubbin are known to gather electric-type Pokemon to hide from flying-type Pokemon like Pikipek. Pretty weird looking, this guy right here, Vikavolt. He evolves from Charjabug, which is the evolved form of Grubbin. Vikavolt produces electricity in its body. Its massive jaws allow it to focus electrical energy to shock its foes. Zap, zap, zap. No, thank you.
Like this.
Ledyba is a shy Pokemon that prefers to huddle with others of its kind. It was first discovered in the Johto region and can be found throughout Alola as well. They can communicate via scent. For instance, a swarm of angry Ledybugs smells really sour. Ledyba evolves into Ledian. It feeds on berries and absorbs energy from starlight. It tries to overwhelm its foes by using all four of its fists at once. Now comes the Sudowoodo. Sudowoodo, it may look like a grass-type Pokemon, but that's merely an illusion. This rock-type Pokemon mimics trees to avoid danger. While Sudowoodo can stand very still, splashing it with water will make it run off or attack. Rockruff is the puppy Pokemon. Because of its friendly demeanor and its long history living beside people, Rockruff is considered a perfect companion for newer trainers, although its attitude gets tougher as it grows up. Because guess what? You got some options here. Lycanroc is the evolved form of Rockruff. Its midday form is known to be a trustworthy partner if paired with a trainer who raises it well. Lycanroc attacks with sharp rocks in its mane. Now, Lycanroc's midnight form is much more reckless and hurls itself at its enemies with no concern for its own safety. It prefers to attack with crushingly powerful headbutts. Here we go. Mimikyu. Don't look. Mimikyu just wants to be liked by other people and other Pokemon, which is why it hides its true terrifying form under a dingy old rag. No one knows what its true form looks like, but if you befriend a lonely Mimikyu, be sure not to peek at what's under its disguise. Ghastly is a poison and ghost-type Pokemon first seen in the Kanto region. Ghastly is often difficult to see, and its presence causes lights to flicker. It loves to play pranks on humans. Oh, these are ghost types. Haunter. Ooh, look at that. Ghastly evolves into Haunter. Haunter strikes at its foes from the shadows, using its large tongue to send shivers up its opponent's spine and to drain its life force. Haunter may be on the verge of extinction in well-lit cities due to its fear of the light, so it prefers to stay in the shadows. Okay, Gengar. Ready?
Gengar.
If you ever feel a sudden chill, watch out! It might be an approaching Gengar. Gengar is the evolved form of Haunter. This Pokemon is said to be able to mega evolve into a terrifying Mega Gengar. Now, Drampa is a calm, compassionate Pokemon that makes its home deep within the mountains far away. It is known to travel into towns to play with friendly children, but it can become extremely dangerous when angered. Dragonite evolves from Dragonair, which evolves from Dratini, a Pokemon first found in the Kanto region. For many years, Dragonite was thought to be a mere legend. Even though this Pokemon possesses a calm demeanor, an angry Dragonite won't hesitate to unleash mighty attacks. These are Dragon-type Pokemons. Now, even though it is a Dragon-type Pokemon, Gumi is a very weak example of this generally powerful type. The slime that covers its body protects it. Gumi evolves into Slakoo, which evolves into Goodra, an amazingly friendly and amazingly sticky Pokemon. Goodra loves making friends and will often cry if left alone. Oh, poor Goodra. It sometimes gets picked on by bullies, but a quick blow from its mighty horns and tail puts that to rest. Now comes Comfy. Comfy is a tiny fairy type Pokemon that gathers sweet smelling flowers on its vine. Humans often collect the flowers to freshen up their baths because Comfy's flowers have a calming fragrance. And Cutie Fly is another bug type, but it's a fairy type. It is said to sense auras and often swarms around good natured people and flowers that are about to bloom. This Pokemon always knows where to find fresh nectar. If a group of cutie fly are following you, you might have a floral aura. Then comes Klefki. It's known for sneaking into homes and stealing keys. It loves to collect keys. The jangling of its keys may make Klefki seem cute and harmless, But its dual steel and fairy types make it a menace to dragon type Pokemon. Then comes Metagross. Said to be the result of two Metang fusing together, Metagross can perform complex calculations in an instant with its four brains and pin its foes to the ground with four heavy arms. This Pokemon is said to be able to Mega Evolve into Mega Metagross. Last but not least are our two really impressive Pokemon.
Solgaleo
and Lunala. Mm-hmm. Our majestic and powerful legendary Pokemon of the Alola region and may have come from another world. Solgaleo radiates intense light from its metallic body and can illuminate the darkest nights. Lunala is said to devour light, pulling the shade of darkness over the brightest days. Now, both legendary Pokemon have a third eye that, when activated, allows them to return to the world in which they made their homes in. The tropical islands of Alola are full of even more new Pokemon to discover and train. Have fun meeting new Pokemon and tough trainers and exploring this exciting new region and beyond into the wider world of Pokemon. And that, my friends, is the end. Thanks so much for listening to today's story. If you wanted to get a copy of this story, I have got a great tool I wanted to make you aware of. You can pop over to amazon.com/shop/storytimewithphilipandmommy, and you will see I've created a list for every month of the year, and in each list, I have put links for every story that we have read in that month. So you can easily find a link to the story so you can purchase it for yourself. And of course, this all goes to help support our podcast so we can get new materials. And of course, don't forget, you can also pick up your copy of the Storytime with Philip and Mommy book, The Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon. And of course, we always hope that you guys enjoy our stories. And we want to say thank you so much for listening.